Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And happy
Happy
October.
Spooky month! Happy spooky season!
Yeah.
It is October.
We've made it.
We've made it to October. We're supposed to be in Italy right now. We are not.
Mm.
Thanks, the vid.
Yeah, the vid can eat it.
Yeah, vid can suck a dick.
It's funny. I was just telling you that my coworkers are amused that I call COVID the vid.
Yeah.
And it's I don't see the... And it's funny that they're amused because I'm like, because I don't see the problem, you know.
We gotta call it something.
We'll call it something. I'll call it whatever I want, because it's as I like to say, the same thing goes for cancer. It's a disease, and it is an unwelcome visitor in my body.
Yes, and but you don't have the vid.
No, I don't. But I mean, you know, I could call. I'll call it whatever. It's an unwelcome visitor in other people's bodies too.
Well, yes.
So you know,
you also the vid.
Yeah, just like, you know, I want to call cancer the C, you
which
know.
You do.
You know, I want to call it the Black End, you know, I'll call
Black
it,
End.
That's what they call it in the death of Captain Marvel.
Oh, you know, okay.
That's what if you live on Titan, where Thanos was born, you refer to cancer as the Black End.
Okay.
So that's a piece of trivia for you folks.
Yes, comic book related trivia.
That's right. That would be a piece of trivia that would not appear on a fun calendar, a day by day calendar.
You
got me one of those one time.
I did.
And
that trivia would not be on it.
No, that would not be on there. They do not have. They do not favor morose trivia.
Yeah, that's your favorite kind.
Morose comic trivia.
Obscure morose trivia with Sean Merrick.
Yeah. But here we are in October, and that means a lot of things.
It means spooky season,
which, you know,
my favorite thing.
I want to go to a spirit soon.
You know, we probably will. There's a couple around here, so.
Well, I want to go to spirit because I have to get because I'm making a podcast shelf of action figures, and I've had a save search for Hocus Pocus on my Mercari.
You're so funny.
But I don't. Well, but the thing is, since we're already October, I'm like, well, I could just go to a spirit and get something with like a Hocus Pocus, like pop.
Yeah. You could.
Because I used to produce Postmortem with Mick Garris, and Mick Garris wrote
Hocus Pocus, which is a great. Hocus. It's one of my favorite. I love that movie. Campy is all fuck. Love it.
Mick Garris also wrote Critters 2.
Mm.
Or direct wrote, and I think he wrote and directed Critters 2. But yeah, so I'm trying to, what else has he done? I mean, he's done.
Oh, he's done a lot of stuff.
I'll just do Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus might be easier to find.
Well, there's other things that like I could technically say because like he's done. Mick Garris has done more Stephen King film adaptations than anyone.
Mm.
So
did he do Pet Sematary?
No. He's sometimes. Done. Like he did a lot of the TV movies.
Sometimes. Did he do The Langoliers?
I don't think so.
Oh, I saw that one.
He did The Stand though.
Oh, I never saw The Stand.
Yeah. He did The Stand. He did The Shining.
The TV adaptation.
The Steven Weber one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The Steven Weber one.
Yeah, Mick Garris has done some shit, guys.
The guy from Wings.
Check him out. He's a swell dude. And check out most Postmortem, which is coming back.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. It's been on hiatus because of some stuff. But, yeah, it's coming back. So you should check that out. Speaking of Halloween, though. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to the holiday I enjoy.
I love Halloween. I'm so excited. You know, usually I would put up our decorations October 1st. Didn't have time to do that this time, but we are going to do it Saturday. There is...
are you guys talking about?
Yes. Home Depot is selling a 12-foot skeleton that goes in your front yard.
Technically
goes in your front yard. I kind of want it, and I sort of want to leave it up all year. And I just figure we'll just dress it up for different holidays. I'll just put a Santa hat on it when it's Christmas, you know, maybe like a leprechaun hat when it's St. Patrick's Day. You know, we can make them festive.
Yeah. Look, I am totally for
12-foot skeleton.
A 12-foot skeleton, but also I'm totally for just leaving up decorations all year.
Oh, Halloween decorations? Yeah, Halloween
decorations, because fuck it.
Well, 100% you know, fuck it. Why not?
If somebody doesn't like it, I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Hey, it's their problem. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if they don't like Halloween. I'm not here for them.
If you don't like Halloween, you must be a piece of shit.
No, a lot of people don't like Halloween, but they are wrong.
You piece of shit.
Halloween is the best holiday.
It is a great holiday.
All these people on Twitter are like, can we just celebrate Christmas? I'm like, no. Bad.
No.
How dare you try to intrude on spooky season?
Well, first of all,
you back the fuck off.
Well, also, look, you can't go straight to Christmas because not only are you passing by Halloween, but you're also passing by Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's already been subsumed. It's already been annexed by Christmas.
What do you mean?
It basically doesn't exist anymore. Thanksgiving is like,
I believe in Thanksgiving.
Oh, so do I. But I mean, like, you still have to put up with Christmas music and da 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 da. Christmas is already here. But how dare you fucking touch Halloween?
You don't touch Halloween, guys.
No, you don't touch
Jen Halloween. Jen will fight you.
I will fucking fight you.
So my plan for this Halloween season started with today. And we'll see how it goes because it's already late in the later in the evening.
Yep.
But my plan is to watch a horror movie a day.
Yeah.
And I have to plan it out. I haven't really done that. But I do have plenty of horror movies to watch.
Yes.
Because I, you know, not only do we have a subscription to Shudder, but I have so many other streaming platforms. My plan is, after we're done here, is to watch Dreamscape.
Neat.
Which is a horror movie, but it's a sci-fi variety from 1984. And it stars Dennis Quaid, but also it stars a man who is also a snake.
Snake Man.
He's got the head. He's like a fucking like He-Man villain. That's like one of the characters. That's like something that happens. And I haven't seen it in a very long time.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but I distinctly remember seeing the cover of it at like the video store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those.
For rent.
Yeah.
Back then when you would go in, you'd be like, look at that.
I miss video stores for that particular reason.
Yeah.
I miss just walking. That was always a fun thing, especially back in the VHS era, because, you know, when you would go, we used to go to a video store on Clinton in Kaisertown, where I once won a chocolate bunny.
Oh, that's right.
And we also saw the owner of that store at Costco with his mother.
And it was very exciting for your dad.
I don't know if it was exciting. I think it was just kind of like, hey. And it's like, hey, you're the video guy. Because I remember more than my parents would.
Of course.
Anyways, so we would go to the video store, though, and they would have like all of these videos, like just everything, you know, and they would have, you know, the horror section with just like the awful looking fucking VHS covers of things that I should not be seeing at the age of 8. But I'm looking right fucking at it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at all the tit movies, you know,
tit movies.
You know, that are on the stand there. He's like under comedies or whatever. You know, movies are like just like things that I'm like, I remember, but I know I have to like try to remember now.
Yeah.
And try to find them. And they don't make a lot of that shit anymore.
Well, a lot of it's trapped on VHS, which I didn't realize was a thing until we went to the Slashback video exhibit thing in LA.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I looked at this cover of a movie called Blood Beach. And I was like, huh, Blood Beach, that looks fucking cool. I wonder what that's about. And then they ended up showing it like a couple weeks later. And apparently it is trapped on VHS. And I can't remember if it's because like the print is gone or I forget exactly why.
I think it's because there's that scene where that guy eats a roll with celery.
Oh, God.
A celery with a roll instead of a roll.
Like they even had the actors come out and like talk about it. But I guess it's like.
Was Celery Man there?
No, Celery Man wasn't. Was it not the main girl, but like the other girl?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Well, there was like the flight attendant and then there was the blonde girl.
Yeah, it's one of those. It was one of those. I don't remember which one.
Yes, I am Celery Man from Blood Beach. Would you stop coming to my house?
Yeah, but I guess it's trapped on VHS, and that makes me so sad because, you know what? I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie.
It was really great, and it showed, like, dilapidated Santa Monica Pier, like, back when that was possible.
Yeah, that's actually kind of, that's great. It's kind of great sometimes when you watch, you know, we lived in Los Angeles for, like, you know, almost 8 years. Yeah, there's so much, when you go back and you watch movies when you have, like, you see Los Angeles the way it was, or just things how it was back in, like, the 80s or whatever, especially parts of it that aren't just the strip.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a sight, you know?
Yeah, and there's some grimy shit.
And this movie was pretty much like, hey, you want to see how trashy the pier looks?
Yeah, it looked really shitty.
But how did I get on this? Oh, that's right.
I was just trying to figure out, like, I don't remember how exactly a movie gets trapped on VHS or why, but I know that Blood Beach is one of them.
Well, there's, you know, it's, you know, costs money to, you know, license and print this shit.
Is it that, or is it because, like, the actual master is gone?
That's possible, too. They're possibly...
Because there's a lot of, like, you know, old silent films that are gone because they were just destroyed and burned down in this fire or that fire.
Well, there's a lot of
nobody cared about them, so nobody preserved them, and they're gone.
Well, there's, like, there's just so many films out there. Yeah. So, like, you know, it makes sense to, you know, there's a lot of films that you keep, but there also may be ones where people are just like, all right, well, we'll just put this somewhere, and we don't have many copies of it, but we'll just put it somewhere, and then, you know, it doesn't get, you know, it's not maintained.
Well, I think, you know, especially for the silent film, I think people just didn't, it didn't dawn on them that people would want them.
People want to see that. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And it didn't dawn on people that I want to see Blood Beach.
I totally want to see Blood Beach.
I want somebody to have filmed the Q&A that we were at. Yeah. And I want somebody to put that on the DVD.
Sure.
Because that was probably the most somebody's talked about Blood Beach.
This is the most somebody's talked about Blood Beach since that screening.
You know what? I think you're right. I think you're right.
And it, you know what? I really liked it. And that guy,
dare you to find me a podcast that has talked about more about Blood Beach between at some point between when we see that, like, 2017 ish.
Yeah, probably.
And 2020. So yeah. If somebody in the past 3 years has talked about Blood Beach more than 20 minutes, you get on it.
So. I hope there's got to be a book about, like, movies that are trapped on VHS.
There probably is. I mean, but probably a lot of those movies that are in that VHS book you got me.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Some of them might be.
Yeah, which is, like, one of my favorite books. Anyways, so the reason why I bring that up is because, yes, I'm going to watch a horror movie a day. I'm going to find some movies on Prime and Hulu and Shudder and fucking Pluto.
Yeah.
You know, Tubi.
Oh, sure.
I mean, because you can just find literally anything and just watch it, you know, and just that'll count. But I need to maybe plan it out because there's a lot of stuff that I haven't watched yet or that I haven't seen in a while that I plan to revisit. And a lot of it mostly lies within the horror genre.
Right.
So let's see how that goes. I mean, I hope it should go fine, but I haven't even watched the first one yet. So it being October 1st, I should get on it. The only other thing that I wanted to bring up was, well, we watched some movies. Some comic book movies.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We watched the Justice League Dark Apocalypse War.
Yes, we did.
Which is surprisingly violent.
Super violent, and also...
Not actually surprisingly violent, but it's more violent than I thought. Sometimes I don't give DC enough credit that they'll actually do that sort of shit, but go ahead.
Was it Apocalypse War?
It was Apocalypse War.
That had the Bruce Timm animation or the other one?
No, that was the Fatal Five one.
Okay, continue. I couldn't remember which one it was.
No, the Fatal Five one was the one with
with the Green Lantern and yeah, I remember. I just didn't remember which was which.
Yeah, that one was pretty easy going. Yeah. But the Apocalypse War just had, you know, fucking people getting limbs ripped off.
Yeah, that was bloody as fuck. Like, people were literally like they were called parademons because there was like Doomsday mixed with parademons.
Yeah.
So they're parademons and they were just literally like ripping like Shazam's leg off and you got to see it.
Yeah. They ripped everybody. They ripped a Mira fucking apart.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
she died. Mean,
a lot of people jobbed out in that movie.
Most people jobbed out in that movie.
Most people, but you know, but there's some good stuff in there. I mean, you know, we get there wasn't enough Swamp Thing in there for me.
Yeah, I could see that.
I wanted to see more Swamp Thing. Yeah, because you know, because in the Justice League Dark, it was like Hellblazer, Etrigan, Swamp Thing, and Black Orchid.
Right.
Like Black Orchid eats it at some point. Which
oh
I'm like,
yeah, well, she eats it pretty hard actually.
I forgot what happened to her.
Didn't she get chomped by a Paradoom?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But I kind of was hoping that we could see more from her. But we get, you know, we do get to hang out a lot with Etrigan, who is just a grumpy drunk.
Yeah, who doesn't even rhyme. Like, he's like so over it that he just like gave up rhyming,
which is actually pretty funny,
which I think
is
funny.
Yeah. That's right. Zatanna was also in the dark, and she got jobbed out because
she did,
you know,
everybody got jobbed out.
Yeah, everybody got jobbed out. But if you have DC Max, or was it HBO Max, or if you have DC Universe or whatever,
yeah, DC Universe,
you can check it out there. I think it's worth your time, I think, just to see how crazy it is. And then we watched Superman or Justice League
versus the Fatal Five.
Was it
Justice League versus the Fatal Five?
Versus the Fatal Five, which has to do with the Legion. And
which everybody knows I hate the Legion. This is not a secret, but you know what? I didn't mind it.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't so much that you focused on some different characters this time out.
Yeah, which was kind of nice. And we did get Jessica
Cruz,
Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the Green Lantern in this. And who else?
And well, so it has Bruce Timm style animation. It also has all the voice actors from like Justice League Unlimited. So we had, you know, Kevin Conroy back as Batman and what's his face doing Superman. And I guess Bruce Timm considers that movie canon for the DCAU.
Yeah.
His DCAU anyway. The Timiverse, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
You know what? I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed that also we focus on Starboy, who develops a relationship with Two-Face.
Oh, yeah,
in,
that was
Arkham
actually
Asylum for some reason.
They were like buddies, like hanging out.
They're friends.
You know, getting their lunch together in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Which I kind of appreciate. I was like, you know what? I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that show.
It's pretty dope. But yeah, you should check it out if you can. I think as far as like just DC movies go,
yeah,
you know, you can't really go wrong with it. But yeah, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else you want to cover?
No.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Hi, I'm one of the High Priests of Khonshu Rey, and I have the sacred privilege of providing you, the Loony Listener, with a podcast honoring Marvel's very own Moon Knight. So join me and a host of others at Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or support the show by becoming a Patreon member. Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. It's time to get your Khonshu on.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Crypt of Shadows, number 3.
Woo!
From May 1973.
Right, spooky season, spooky book.
We'll probably be doing a bunch of spooky books.
Oh, I fucking hope so.
I don't see the reason why we should do anything else.
Yay, bring them to me.
So that'll probably be the case with our episodes this Halloween season.
Yes.
But also, by the way, we were just real quick, and this may or may not apply, but I'm having some space issues with my phone or my cards. So if this is only the only half of the episode that we have,
sorry about that,
but at least you're getting a book.
Yeah, right, instead of us just bullshitting.
Yeah,
book's better,
so don't you fret. All right. So Crypt of Shadows, number 3 from May 1973. This is a Marvel book, of course, which reprints older books from the 50s, you know, with horror, you know, tales or sci-fi tales. I mean, it's just you know, they had so many of these back in the 70s, you know, Marvel chillers or whatever, you know, just
they still make. I mean, they must make like indie books like this, right? Do they still make books like this?
Well, like horror comics?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But
oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they do, but I don't think they make them like they used to.
Well, that's what I mean. They don't make them like they
used to. I mean, also, these stories are just so of their time.
Oh, 100%.
And just so like quick and whatever. Because like, there's like four stories out here, I think.
Yeah.
But everything, but they move really fast.
They do. I mean, they're very short.
Yeah, which is great because I don't want to have to sit here and slosh through some horror comics. You know, I want to get my horror on and horror yep. on.
Give me that scare.
Give me that scare or give just me
that give me sweet, sweet, spooky.
Yeah, just entertain me.
Yeah.
So, but this is Crypt of Shadows, and this particular issue reprints stories from Strange Tales.
Mm.
From like the first like 20 issues. I think it's like issue 9 and 11.
Oh, geez.
Which, you know, was like the 50s. So it's like that's even before Doctor Strange showed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was like way before, actually. So, yeah, on the cover here, talks about, you know, depicts one of the stories in here, and it's got a dude being like, you know,
he's playing like the cover is like a guy playing cards, playing poker, and it says like Lou something or other.
Well, here it says. So it starts off with this guy here's like, oh no, I've got aces and eights. They call that one the dead man's hand.
Yeah.
And then he's playing cards with a skeleton, a zombie, and a Dracula or whatever, or something.
Something that sort of resembles that. Similar. Yeah.
And the dude's like, and the skeleton's like, and at the stroke of midnight, Lou Beltram, you'll find out why. And we will find out why.
Yeah.
Crypt of Shadows. What nameless evil lurks in the Crypt of Shadows?
Great question.
I also enjoy here because sometimes in the corner they would. I don't know if they started did this back in the 70s here, but they used to have in the corner like the face of like the character.
Yeah.
And then here is just a skull with a candle.
Do you think, just a side note, do you think that there are babies named Lou these days? Like, are there little kids named Lou?
Hey, Lou.
I mean, maybe somebody's like named after a relative, but like it's not really common to hear little kids named Lou anymore.
Lou, Kale, whatever.
Kale.
Lou Kale.
Lou Kale.
Lou Kale is my favorite Mortal Kombat character. all right. So anyways, we start off with the first story. The Devil and Donald Webster.
Mm-hmm.
And the gist of the story is that Donald Webster.
Can I just really also something that needs to be mentioned? I don't think it's on this guy, but almost every main character in these stories, the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Are atrocious.
Well, that's before
I have an eyebrow thing, and these are very upsetting.
I know you do.
I just want to put that out there that I'm very upset by the eyebrows.
I know you do. Okay. And that's just back in the day, man, we didn't care about eyebrows.
I know everybody's always cared about eyebrows.
Donald Webster is a man who is beleaguered by his wife.
Yes.
Martha.
Why did you say that name, Martha? And, I mean, he starts this book by climbing up the stairs with a noose.
Yes.
Because he's gonna I assume he's gonna break it. He's gonna go into her bedroom and put the noose around her neck and something.
It's like question mark death.
Yeah, how he's going to murder this woman with this noose when she's laying down.
Well,
and it's short. It's not long. It's not like he's gonna like throw it over like a beam and like tug.
Well, maybe
it's
he was like thinking
tiny.
Well, maybe he's deceptively strong and he was just gonna put the noose around her neck and just kind of like lasso her and just carry her around the house until she chokes.
Well, like drag her,
yeah, or something.
Maybe.
Or
he's gonna
throw, I mean, I don't know. We don't know his plans.
We do not know his plans.
All we know is that he botches it because he comes in.
Yeah, and he's really shitty at this.
And he hits a chair, and his wife, who has no nose.
Yeah, that's probably
the way she's drawn a lot of the time. For some reason, she doesn't have a nose. It looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm attributing that just to shitty drawing.
Yeah, or it was the 50s. You know, maybe they didn't care about eyebrows or noses. You know, you could just walk around with no nose.
It could be. Maybe in the 50s, people were like, you know what, we don't need noses.
You know, it wasn't until JFK came by and he was like, I think all Americans should have noses.
And maybe that was the thing. Maybe they were like, we don't need noses because we smoke in our closed office buildings all the time.
That's right.
And then they were like, JFK decided noses were in, and people were like, oh shit, smells like smoke in here. We need to all quit.
That's exactly what happened. Led to, everybody gradually deciding to
not smoke. Yeah.
So yeah, his wife wakes up and she's like, "The fuck, Donald, you piece of shit!
Yeah, you suck a dick, Don."
And this guy runs out of his house. He's like, "Nah," and he runs out of his house to the park, and he's standing there. And some dude's like, "Hey, can I help you? I can help you." And this, and dude's like,
"Meh."
Guy's like, Donald's like, "No, I don't." He's leave
like,
me alone.
Yeah. And the guy's talking to him, was like, "Well, what is your name?" And he's like, "Well, my name, Satan. Haven't you heard of me?
I am Satan. That's me."
And he's like, "I'm not up for these shenanigans." And he's like, I'll do whatever you want. How do you want me to prove that I'm Satan?" And he says something like, "Well, why don't you just disappear?"
And he does.
And so he does. And Don just like faints.
Yeah. So he ends up back. Oh, this is right. That's right. He ends up in Satan's apartment.
That's right. Which, Satan has an apartment.
I think that's maybe the funniest thing to me.
Oh, it's very hilarious.
Just the idea. It's like Satan's apartment just sounds like a 1970s movie. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you'll never survive Satan's apartment. You know, it's like if you go to Satan's apartment, if you enter Satan's apartment, you will not come out holy. Or something. I don't know.
Or you will come out full of holes.
Full of Satan holes.
Oh, it's a Satan hole.
So Satan's like, "Hey, man, I'm going to get comfortable." So he takes off his hat. And of course, he's got
horns.
And then he's wearing his red pitchfork outfit.
Yeah, he's just wearing his red jumpsuit, his bodysuit. It's kind of like a Zentai suit without the head part. But he also just like has one like red circle that just sort of moves around his face. Like sometimes it's on the top of his head. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's just red. And I'm like, is his skin supposed to be red, or does he have like a really weird, is it like Angelica Houston in the Addams Family?
Oh, that's right. Because they just keep flashing the red, the light on her face.
Her eyes are always in the light. Is it just like the spotlight's just sort of randomly hitting him?
What a weird thing. In that movie.
That her eyes are always in the light?
That is just like, you know what? We're going to light her eyes every time. That's how it is. I mean, it looks great.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Because,
yeah.
And, you know, she's a fantastic Morticia Addams.
Oh, she's so good. I love her in general.
But I mean, it's just very strange, but yeah, this could be what they're going for here.
Apparently, this movie, it was a very hard movie for her to shoot.
Well, yeah, because she had a light in her face the whole fucking time.
She had a light in her face the whole time, and that corset was so tight she could barely breathe.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I do enjoy this Don guy just being like, "Man, I still don't believe this is Satan." It's like, "What the fuck, man? I'm right here. I'm the devil."
He's like, "I've taken you to my luxury apartment.
The devil is real.
The devil is real."
And he's like, "Look, you hate your wife, so
he's like, "So you know what? You tried to kill her. You don't really have the balls."
Well, the reasoning here is so Don, rightfully so, is like, "Hey, like, if I sign this, like, you're going to get my soul and stuff."
That's what the devil says. So he's like, "Hey, you didn't have the balls to kill your wife. How about I kill your wife for you?"
Yep.
And he's like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "Yeah, we'll just make a deal with the devil, basically." He's like, "Yeah, but if I sign this, you get my soul." He's like, "That's just a formality. Don't worry about it. Your wife will be dead." And he's like, "Well, what have I got to lose?" So he signs the contract.
Because the devil's like, "Wasn't it better than spending a lifetime with living with your battle axe wife?"
Yeah, your terrible battle axe of a wife.
I know it's a derogatory connotation, but I enjoy.
I think the term battle axe is fucking funny.
It's funny. I just thought battle. It's also kind of cool because, yeah. Because if you were an axe.
A battle axe?
Yeah. Can you imagine if you were a wife, but just my wife, but also, hey, you had axe hands?
Neat.
It's just like, ah.
I don't know. I think I would take it a compliment if somebody called me an old battle axe.
Yeah, it means you've seen some shit.
It means I've seen and killed a lot of people.
Oh, nice. I can't wait. There's a gen battle axe.
You're tough as fucking nails is what that shit means.
Yeah, that's true. So he goes home. This guy goes home and he's like, he goes, in typical Andy Cap fashion, the wife gets up and she just starts beating the shit out of him.
She beats the shit out of him and then tells.
Well, she hits him and she hits him a couple times across the face, and then she hits him with like a planter.
Yeah.
And kicks him in the ass.
Yeah. And then she tells him.
Him right in the ass.
And then she says, "If you hit me again, I'll call the police."
Yeah.
So he's like, "Man, well, Satan said she's gonna die tonight, and I just can't wait."
And so she goes upstairs to go back to bed, and then she hears the guy, hears a gun. Don throws a gun go off. He goes in. He's like, "Oh shit, you shot her." And he's like, "Yeah."
Yeah. He's like, "I thought you were gonna do like
fucking Satan shit." And he's like,
"Baby, do the magic hand thing.
Like, baby, do the Satan hand."
Yeah. So. Satan, do the hand thing.
Satan, do the hand thing. But he, he's just like, "Yeah, you know, I did. I thought it was just kind of cool. Just if I used a gun." Oh, by the way, here, hold this gun.
Yeah. "Hey, could you hold this gun for me?"
And he's like, "All right, well, you better like do something because the cops are going to come in." And then the cops,
he's like, "Yeah, the cops heard a gunshot. You might want to answer that door." And the cops come. Of course, he's holding a gun and nobody can see Satan but this guy. And he's like, "Oh, no, Satan has framed me. Who would have thought that Satan would have done something terrible? I thought he was
cool.
I thought Satan was my friend.
I thought he was like, you know, he met me in the park. He let me his apartment. He gave me a Fresca."
Right? Fresca. What is this, the Boys?
Yeah. Is he trying to join that cult?
Whatever the thing is.
Cults are in all of a sudden again. Because between that and Nexium.
Jesus, the Nexium.
I don't know why, because I feel like a lot of more people are watching it.
Yeah.
So the jokes and everybody bringing it up.
Oh, so many people joking about Nexium.
It's kind of like when the Jinx came out.
Yeah.
And then everybody was talking about that and like how that guy, you know, basically admits to the crime on the, you know, on the video. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So it's I kind of feel good to be in the loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
no.
Back to Satan. Yeah, he gets thrown out. He's thrown into jail. He's in jail and he's like, "Oh, I'm innocent." And then the guy next to him, the cell next to him, he goes, "Shut up, you. You're disturbing our beauty sleep." Written out for. Yeah. Is it written out that way?
Phonetically, yes. I always like. And people don't really say it anymore. I feel like it was a thing that people used to say back in the day. But when people say "you," when they're like "quiet you" or "shut up you," I always
silence you.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's funny.
Yeah, no, I wonder why we stopped doing that.
Yeah, why did we stop doing
that? Like doing it like unironically,
right?
Because some people just do it just because it's fun to do. But like,
right.
Why are we not doing that anymore?
Yeah, I feel like the only person who still does is Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and so he's in Satan, and like the night before the execution, Satan shows up, and he's like, "Yeah, well, I'm just here to see how your soul's doing." Yeah,
he was just like, "Oh, I'm just checking in on my investment or something." And he's like, "Oh, Satan, you know, you tricked me," because he's going to get the chair. So they like shave his head and whatever, and Satan's just...
Well, they shave his head, which I understand.
Yeah.
But then he also says... "They slit my trousers." So are they slitting his trousers? So like you mean, are they slitting his trousers to allow him to, when he gets electrocuted and he shits his pants, and then it'll just flow out easier instead of him just having a pants full of shitty trousers?
I don't know. Maybe it,
or I don't know. I mean,
well, maybe they could just roll it up, but maybe, I don't know. It gives you better conductivity.
Man, this guy's pants are getting in the way of him getting electrocuted, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta
cut him. If only there was a way to roll these legs up.
If there's only a way to kill this man faster.
What about a gun? No, must do it with a chair.
Yeah. So I do enjoy this electrocution animation
here.
Oh,
yeah, it's great.
Which basically is just his head exploding, yeah. Or just the top of his head exploding.
He's like, the last thing I heard was Satan laughing.
And,
or chuckling or something, because he's like, well, at least, you know, I didn't have to spend my life with my stupid wife or whatever.
And the guy gets
that monster of a woman.
So dude gets to hell, and he's like, Satan's like, hey, man, you're in hell.
Like, he also says, I don't know why everybody, you know, it's not bad here. And Satan's
he's actually kind of like, ah, well, you know, there's just fire around me, but, you know, I'm already dead. Yeah. You know, it's not bad. And then Satan's like, well, you probably, I don't think you're going to like it. And he walks
take a look. Take a look around. Check out the digs.
Check out our froyo.
Yeah. Ooh, Satan does that froyo.
Or that Satan, that burger place in that one Justice League we read.
Vaguely.
Remember when,
the one where they were, like, working at the burger place in hell?
Yeah, yes, because yes. Booster Gold ended up in hell or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good place for him.
Booster Gold, you go to hell, you.
Go to hell, you.
So, no, but his wife is there. Because apparently she was a terrible person.
Well, she was a horrible person, so she went to hell, you know.
Yeah. That couple is going to hell.
Man, if only hell were real.
Oh, brother.
Think of all the terrible people who completely would deserve to spend their eternity in hell.
If I knew for sure somebody's going to hell.
Ugh.
Like, if I just knew that, I was like, hey, yeah, you know, by the way, you know, they're going to hell. I could show you. I got a list. You got a hell list.
Can I see the list? I'm probably on it. That is not a surprise.
Yeah, I would first check and see if I'm there.
Yeah, and like, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, yeah, sounds right. Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, of all the horrible people who deserve to go to hell but won't because I don't believe in hell, and that's just so depressing.
Hell. Hell is for children. Do you remember that song?
No.
It's a Pat Benatar song, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, hell! Hell is for children!
Yeah.
And then there's other stuff going on in it.
Okay. I hear it.
So, next story is The Strange Game. And we have a dude, and this represents the cover story.
Yes.
And we got a dude sitting around with a bunch of ghouls. This Beltram guy, Lou Beltram. He's a good poker player.
Yeah.
He's very good at it. And he is.
I kind of am confused because I feel like this takes place in like an abandoned warehouse. And I'm just like, how did you find this game?
You know, that's
the thing. It's not like he's at a casino.
Well, here's the thing. I've learned briefly because
not to question.
No.
Oh.
No. That because back in like the 2006-ish or whatever, you know, I lived with my friend Greg.
Yeah.
And Greg is an avid poker player.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so if you're an avid poker player,
you know where the games
you
are.
You find
going
out
down?
Where the games are.
Oh.
And it just kind of happens. So,
but this gives me the impression that he stumbles upon this game in what looks like an abandoned warehouse.
Right.
And he's just like, I could take these fools because they're playing for what looks like letters.
Well, he actually goes to a pool hall.
Oh, is that where
he
is?
Yeah, he goes to a pool hall, but he just kind of pokes to the back because that's usually where people are playing cards.
Oh, okay. Because the way I read this is that he ends up running to a pool hall after he gets like freaked out about what happens with this game.
Yeah.
But until then, it's just like him wandering around this empty warehouse, finding a poker game being played by ghouls who are playing for what looks like marquee letters
that yeah.
you'd use at a movie theater.
Right.
Back in the day.
That's the ante, and that's what they're playing for the stakes. And so it starts off with him going to a bar.
Yes.
Because he goes to a bar and he's like, man,
he's
I've had a rough
upset.
Night. And he's, you know, and he starts telling the story. And he's playing at the bar or playing and he got a dude who looks like Marty Feldman.
Mm-hmm.
From Young Frankenstein. And then you have
a bunch of other ghoulish looking guys. And they're, again, they're playing for these letters. And so, long story short, the dude's like, yeah, because here, this is the pool hall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. He did not go to a big warehouse.
Not an abandoned warehouse where ghouls were playing cards. I mean, I don't know how poker works. I assume that's how you play.
You just go into warehouses?
Yeah, you're just like walking around. And you're like, you know what? I need a poker game. You just walk into a warehouse.
Can you walk into Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, that's actually where it all goes down. Men's Warehouse is just a front for gambling. Nobody knew that. They thought it was about suits, but it's not.
That's right. That's what they do in those rooms where they, where you get your suits fitted.
I always thought I'd be a really good salesperson at Men's Warehouse.
You probably would. You know how to actually dress.
Well, yeah, and I also would be like, oh, I think this would be the good thing for you to wear.
Yeah. No, you usually do help me with that.
Yes, I do.
So dude is playing this game and he's so confident because he's like, man,
he's like, these guys are idiots. They're not playing for money. They're playing for letters. Man. Therefore, they're stupid.
What a bunch of stupid guys playing for letters.
Fucking idiots.
And at some point,
but he just cannot win a hand.
Well, no, because at some point, I don't know how he gets convinced. Because
just freaks him out because apparently no matter what he does, and he's a very good poker player.
No, but how does he get convinced into playing this game?
Oh, he sees these people playing and he sees that they're playing for letters. So he thinks they're idiots. And he says, well, I like to play poker, but not for the high stakes you all are playing for. And he says that makes them a little shocked. But, you know, I think they're stupid because they're not playing for money. So I sit down with them.
They're playing for jelly beans.
Yeah. So I want to sit down with them. So that's what he does. And he, you know, thinks that because they're playing for letters, that he is going to be so much better at this.
Yeah.
But all, you know.
Yeah,
he can't get anything. He just gets absolutely fucking owned.
Yeah, he starts getting sunned pretty hard. And at one point he's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like, well, and they're like, well, you know, you pay up at midnight. And he's like, we're playing for letters. I'm not paying him for anything. And he's like, plus I'm leaving, so you're not going to find me. And they're like, we don't need to find you. You pay up at midnight. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You gotta pay.
Yeah. At midnight. See ya, bro. So he runs off to the bar.
Yeah. He goes to his bar
and he's like, I don't know what they mean. I'm like really fucking freaked out by this.
And then so
I don't know what's going to happen at midnight.
Yeah. And so he waits it out until midnight. And then the bartender hears the guy screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he realizes what the letters stand for, what it means to stand for. And the bartender turns around and he just sees the dude's gigantic head.
Yeah.
Laying in the middle of his bar.
Yeah.
And the bartender is like, oh, that's right. It's A for an arm, B for a body, and L for a leg, because they're only playing with A, B, L.
Yeah.
And so they're playing for an arm and a leg and apparently a body.
Joke.
Yeah. I mean, they probably could have played for a bit more other stakes, you know?
Yeah.
Could have played for, you know, a pancreas and a.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, but played for some.
Well, you know, he's only ahead.
Bicep meat.
He's only ahead, but what was it? Arm, leg, and
body.
Body. Oh, okay. So I was like, they didn't play for a torso. Yes, they did.
Yeah, well, they took. Yeah, they that includes.
Doesn't body just mean the whole thing?
I guess so. I guess so.
I'm not going to argue with these people from the 50s.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't you know? Do you know what a body
this
is?
This isn't
like,
Facebook.
They're like, shut up, you.
This isn't fucking Facebook. We're not arguing with people from the 50s here.
I know my body is you. You don't tell me. The next one is a story called Darkness. And it's about a dude named Harry who is an escaped convict. And he's like, man, fuck prison. I am going to like hide on this ship.
I'm going to hide on the ship. Because prison is dark and shitty, and what I want is I'm going to go stow away to some island, and I'm going to sit on the beach in the sun, because all I want to do is, like, hang out in the sun and, like, you know, chill.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
The inspiration of the Soak Up the Sun. She read this comic.
Yeah, that's an actual fact.
That's a fact.
So he, like, gets on this boat, but this boat is heading for, like, a mine.
The only mine in the ocean.
Apparently, like, I guess, like, it's just like left over from World War II. And
you may call it a Minecraft.
Jokes.
So
the boat hits the mine.
Yeah, the boat hits the mine, and this guy gets thrown from the boat somehow.
Yeah, well, it goes down, basically. So he, you know, he gets into the water, and then he washes up on an island.
So he thinks
it's an island, and he's like, okay, here's an island. Well, at least there's a lot of fish around here. At least I can eat something and all.
There's a few skulls. There's a few pieces of wood. Oh,
it looks like other people have been here before me, and there's just like skeletons. And he's just like, meh.
So
he's like, I'm just going to wait for the sun to come up.
So in his head, he's on an island, but there's no ocean around him, no water around him. Somehow he just got thrown into the middle of this island.
Yeah.
And it just happens, you know, there's fish and there's whatever. And this guy is like, man, this is going to be great, man. I'm just going to like hang out in the sun. But, you know, when the sun comes up, I'm just going to eat this fish and it's going to be great.
Start this, you know, light this campfire, waiting for the sun to come up, you know, not worry about the fact that there are like 5 dead bodies around me. That's normal. Yeah,
make a little bone xylophone.
Yeah.
We're going to do one of those.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
You know, because once people start discovering my island and, you know, they come to my island, they're going to want to have entertainment. So I'm going to be able to have to play their bones.
Yeah. You got to play something.
Kill somebody. And then they'll be like, hey, where's our friend? And it's like, I don't know.
If I ever get stranded on a deserted island, and there are bones, I will make a bone xylophone.
That's right.
And I will think of this episode when I do it.
So, yeah. And so this guy just keeps trying to tell himself. He's like, man, yeah, you know, this must be like one of those weird places where the sun comes up later or just something.
Yeah, because he's like, man, it's been like a long time and there's no sun and I don't know what's going on. And like,
there's like an earthquake in there.
There's an earthquake. There's a tidal wave. And he's like, well, OK, I'm going to build a shelter, you know, for when the sun comes up. And then I guess he has like a watch or he finds a watch.
Well, he goes further into wherever he is.
After the tidal wave comes, he's like, I got to go further inland because I don't want to get swept away by this tidal wave. And he like has this watch and he looks at it and he's like, well, I've been here like 24 hours and it's still pitch black. He's like, what the hell? He's like, well, maybe it's like the North Pole, you know, where it's not going to be light for like a long time.
Yep.
So he's just like, I'll just sit here in the dark, you know, can't wait for that sun. And then cut to the outside of a whale because he's in a whale stomach.
How do you
not know?
Well, how do you not know? Because, I mean,
how do you also like not be digested?
Also, too, this is the thing for like Mythbusters. They should like go inside of a whale and see if you could just kind of hang out in there.
Dear Mythbusters, can you just sit in a whale for a while?
Let me know if it's kind of spacious enough, you know.
Sean Merrick.
I want to know.
Inquiring Sean's want to know.
I want to know if I could just walk inside of a whale and just kind of, you know, kind of fuck around, you know, inside of its belly.
My guess is no.
Yeah, no, of course not, because it's got all the plankton and fucking acid and shit's going to fucking kill you a lot, yeah, murder you.
There's going to be acid and you'll be digested.
But like this guy's in here fucking lighting fires, you know, and fucking cooking fish and shit. And man.
I don't know why people always think.
And not understanding, you're stepping on the stomach lining of an animal.
Exactly. Wouldn't it stink? If you made it in there, wouldn't it just smell terrible? And like, even if you could, like, were aware of what was happening, like, wouldn't you eventually realize that like the soles of your shoes are being like eaten away by the acid? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and also like, wouldn't you be like, hey, this isn't soil. This is squishy meat.
Squishy meat.
You know, I mean, you would be able to tell the difference.
I would hope so.
That you're not, instead of walking on sand, you're walking on flesh.
I mean, I've never really walked on flesh before, but I'd like to think that I would know the difference.
Next time when you go to the beach, be like, hey, can I walk on your flesh?
Is that cool? I mean, I feel like if I pay a lady enough that she'll let me do that.
I think if you pay a lot, yeah. I think there's certain people.
I'm sure if you pay a lot, there's a lady who'll let you do that.
It's like, I just want to know what it's like to walk on flesh in case I ever get stuck inside of a whale,
you know,
and I'll know the difference.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that literature has always said that would be a bigger deal. And one of them is being trapped inside of a whale, and the other one is quicksand.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I don't know many people that have ever encountered quicksand. Well, I don't know anybody that's ever encountered quicksand.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about quicksand.
But even like my more worldly friends.
Yeah, still no quicksand.
I've never been told, like, yeah, you know, I traveled to Vietnam and I was in the jungle and there was some quicksand.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, that guy's stuck in a whale.
Yep.
And he's going to die soon.
Sucks for that guy.
Well, he's a criminal.
That's true. He was.
He probably did something terrible, like paid $750 in taxes. So.
Yeah, too bad you don't go to jail for fucking tax evasion.
Right. Too bad that's not a crime.
Trash. I'm sorry. Yeah. Too bad tax evasion is not a fucking crime.
So this is what we end with. Kind of one of my favorites here.
Yeah, this one's funny.
With a guy. It's called The Walking Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Lock your doors, draw the shades. It's time for The Walking Ghost. And it's about a guy who is, God as my witness, the first podcaster.
Uh-huh.
But
you
he's also
are correct.
But also, when I say podcaster, I mean podcasters from the Halloween remake.
Oh yeah, those
guys. Totally those kind of motherfuckers right here.
Yes.
So, but this dude, he's on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but he's not just on the radio. He's got the entire transmitter on his back.
Well, that's what they used to have back then. Haven't you seen
them? Did they?
Well, I mean, that's how they communicate during war. Didn't sure. you ever see, like, pictures of the radio guy?
I get
so
that.
So I'm assuming that that's where this comes from.
But it seems, the thing about this is, and granted, I don't know, I don't know how radio worked back in the day, in the sense that it was easier to pick up frequencies.
Sure.
Because a lot of people seem to be really, like, into this.
Yeah, yeah.
What this guy's doing. So, but I do enjoy, though, that the title's like, lock your doors, draw the shades, it's time for The Walking Ghost. And the guy's like, shh, we're on the air. And I'm like, who are you talking to? It's like, are you talking to me? I'm just reading the cover here.
You're like, dude, I'm just hanging out.
I'm just hanging out. Don't tell me to be quiet.
Right.
Why don't you fuck off, you dumb podcaster?
How about you fuck yourself?
So, yeah, he's on the. This guy's name is Cy Mallory, the debunker. And basically, yes. He is a one of your typical reporter being like, yeah, this stuff ain't real. You know, MythBusters. You know,
yeah.
So this guy would be inside of a whale if I told sure. him. if he had the means to do so.
Yeah, too bad he's dead.
Yeah, no, he will die. So he's 11 o'clock. He's outside of an old house in Putnam County, which I wonder if that's real.
Maybe,
but. He is outside and he's got a crowd with him. Like there's a bunch of people just to like watch him go into this house.
You got nothing else to do.
I guess not.
And then he's like
a lot of loiterers.
I mean, I've been inside long enough that I'd watch somebody go into a house. But he's like, all right, so I'm going to tell you the story of this house. So this guy.
Well, first off, before you say that, he's talking about what he's going to do. And then he's like, but as they look on the faces of the good natives of the hills of Putnam County, and they show these people and
they're monsters.
These are like Newsboy Legion type of monsters.
Yeah. These are
like they're sunken eye. Like, I don't know what's going on here with some of these motherfuckers. These are some gnarly looking folks.
Yeah.
I actually do believe are his audience because yeah. It's kind of like if you do a live podcast and it's like, yeah, where's our fans? Oh, there they are.
They're all chuds.
You know what? I'm right there with you guys.
Yeah.
I will chud it up with you. Tonight we're going chudding. Anyways. So we get a bunch of this where I do enjoy these little spots here where people are listening to the radio.
Yeah.
And you just get a lot of people just kind of
like, mom, I want a sandwich.
And then he's like, shut up, you.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, you.
So we get a story here. Do you want to explain this?
Yeah. So it's like there was a guy and he married this lovely lady named Elena.
Hang on, wait. Once there was this guy.
Pretty much. And he married this lovely lady named Elena. And he takes her out into the middle of nowhere where he has built this house. And she's like, and it's painted black. Now, if it were me and somebody was like, here's our awesome Victorian house.
That's well, painted. If I brought you to the house.
If you brought me to a Victorian style house that was painted black, I'd be like, holy fucking shit, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I am so happy. Let's fill it with weird shit.
And it's in the middle of nowhere where you could not talk to anybody?
Yes. Get me that 12-foot skeleton and fill this house with weird taxidermy.
Oh, we would get multiple 12-foot, so we just have them outside of our house. 100%. Just kind of like climbing in, like climbing outside the windows, and people just be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, well,
I would set them up like that one car dealership in Hollywood.
Oh, that car dealership with all those creepy mannequins. Can just stare at you off the one. What is it? The 134?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that fucking place. It's a Toyota dealership. And they just have mannequins just standing in their parking garage staring at you.
Yeah. They're just standing there and be like, oh, because it's supposed to make you think it's busy.
Yeah. And as you drive by, you're like, what the fuck? Because you're like, why is that guy just standing there? And then you realize he's not.
I would do. But if I was running that, I would be doing 12-foot skeletons.
Oh, 100%.
Which would be so much more fun. Just people be like, ah.
Oh, what's going on there? I would love the 12-foot skeleton. Yeah. Because I mean, like, I do follow like a lot of historical houses accounts on Instagram.
Yeah, you love those.
I love them, and I fucking love old Victorian houses. Like, the more it looks like it's haunted, the better. I would love to live in one, and I would love to fill it with like weird ass shit, like from like the movie Knives Out.
Yeah, which is another movie we watched this weekend.
Which I enjoy. The actual last movie I saw in the theater before lockdown. Perhaps the last movie I will ever see in the theater.
Well, it was a good movie, at least.
Yeah, it was good. So, but, I mean, there's weird shit all over that fucking movie. And I'm like, this is exactly what I want. So he's like, I painted this house black. And she's like, well, what about talking to people? He's like, you're not going to talk to fucking anybody. It's just you and me, babe. I'm a creepy abuser.
I like this woman. She's like, I wish I had somebody to talk to. He's like, nothing's going. Or she says,
yeah,
I wish I had someone to talk to. I don't know what's going on in the outside world. And he's like, nothing's going on. And you can talk to me. And I'm like, about it's like,
oh, also, I'm like,
so what's going on? So husband, what's going on in the outside world? Nothing.
I'm like, shit, I wish nothing was going on in the outside world. Do you know how relaxing that sounds?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's lonely and bored. And then one day, some handsome dude is just walking down the rural country road, which I assume used to happen back then.
Did you get a look at this guy?
He is not handsome.
He's not handsome. Also, they have a very big emphasis on him being young. He is not young.
Oh, my God. That guy is 97 years old if he's a
This is the time to make the donuts guy.
Yeah, you're right.
he's having a walk.
Yes.
And he was just kind of passing the day. And the wife invites him in the house.
Yeah, maybe he like was just like, hello, I'm trying to sell you vacuums. I don't know.
No, he wasn't doing anything. He was just walking around.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, would you like to come over here and talk to me? Because you know what? I'm really bored of just like staring at my husband's stupid face. And he's like, yeah,
what's going on in the outside world? He's like, oh my God, there's so much. And he's like, let me tell you, let me start with this thing. And then the husband walks in and starts throttling him.
Yeah, he walks in. He's like, you know, no one's in my house. No one can ever enter my house. He's like having a fucking fit.
So he kills that dude. And as that's happening, the wife dies has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Which
is, you know what? That's a nice back. And
that's another thing that they want you to think.
What?
That the literature and stuff like that. Don't you think that if you see something.
Oh, yeah.
Terrifying. Like, look, I understand that may be true.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you could die of fright. But back in like old novels, especially like old Victorian novels, women used to die of random shit. Like you would die because like the sun didn't come out. You would die.
Well,
there's like a whole Twitter thread where it just has lists of how Victorian women in novels died.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like,
that's funny.
You know, died because the door slammed too hard or whatever, like shit like that.
Well, you want to know, there was I can't remember who it was and I can't remember the name of the poem. But there was a poem about a woman who was waiting for her husband to come back from a war. And she's waiting and waiting. And she's just working herself up basically into a shoot. She's thinking about, it's like, oh my God, he went to the war. He's probably dead. And like, that really sucks. And I'm really sad.
but also could be great, and I'll be free, and I'll be a woman, and whatever. And then her husband walks in.
And she drops dead.
And she drops dead because she's like, oh my God, you're alive! Dead.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can't remember the name of it either, but yes.
It's not an Emily Dickinson poem. Probably could be.
Could be, but I don't think it is. I know I've read it.
Yeah, I've read it. That was one of those ones we would read in school. Yeah. Also another famous poem, and I remember the title, Richard Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Surprised that hasn't been made into a movie yet, even though it's only like five lines and it ends with the guy shooting himself.
Well, I mean, they made the game Battleship into a movie.
Hey, Hollywood, you know, you made from the makers of Battleship comes
Richard Corey.
Not going to lie. I'll probably go see it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Battleship yet.
No, God, no. Why would you want to see Battleship?
Well, if you had to see Battleship to understand the plot and Richard Corey, because you know how it ends. We're just trying to fill the time until we get to the end. You know, and somehow it's a secret sequel to Battleship, just like there's a secret sequel to The Craft.
Yeah.
Which
I'll give it a shot. It has Dad Duchovny in it, wearing a sweater. Not a fan of redoing the "We are the weirdos, Mr." line, which is such a great line. I'll give it a shot. I don't know how I feel. I love The Craft. Oh my God, I want to be a witch so bad.
I ended up being a secret sequel though, but I also enjoy that David Duchovny is the father of Chud boys. That they
Sons. I'm like, what is this?
Here are my large sons. It's just giant 20-foot skeletons.
It's exactly what it is. You know what? If David Duchovny was like, here are my large sons, and it was just like three 12-foot skeletons, I'd be like, this is the best movie I've ever seen. I think that's what we should do. But then
there are also like characters in the movie, so that they go on dates with the girls.
You know what? That's what we should do. We should adopt some 12-foot skeletons and tell everybody they're our children.
Okay. I'm on board with
this. And then everyone really will leave us alone, because they'd be like, those people are fucking crazy.
That's right. Leave us alone. We're paying our house black.
Oh, let's paint the house black and put 12-foot skeletons out front of it.
Those are our children. Anyways. So this woman dies.
And yeah.
This woman dies and the guy just lives in this house and people walk by it and they're like, oh man, that guy is creepy.
Yeah, and eventually he is not seen anymore. And everybody's like, well, sometimes we see people walking by that window upstairs, even though, you know, that guy has to be dead at this point.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it the walking ghost because it just seems to like walk back and forth. And so this guy's like, I'm going to go in the house and I'm going to debunk this walking ghost thing.
For I am the debunker.
So I'm the debunker. So he goes in the house. And he's like, okay, well, I don't know. I don't see anything. And he's like, wait a second. I see bones.
I just kicked a bone.
I just kicked this bone.
This is where we get my favorite drawing in this book here, where it's a husband. It's a family listening to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman goes, ah, and the husband's like, quiet, you. It's only a radio show. But the husband appears to be sitting on the shortest chair. Did you see this? Here, just look at this. Just look at this drawing and describe what it looks like.
Oh, what is going on? That guy's sitting on a fucking beanbag.
Because his feet, he's literally like the bottom, the seat of the chair is reaching the floor, and you're supposed to imagine.
He looks like he's squatting.
Yeah, and he's just sitting with his pipe. He's like, I'm having a great time. I'm sitting on the lowest chair ever.
Dude's on a beanbag.
So, yeah, so this debunker hits he runs into a skeleton, and then he walks in.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, guy hung himself.
Yeah, and then he runs into like the corpse of the Algernon or whatever
his name is.
And he's like,
oh, it's he hanged himself and like people are seeing him swing. So that's what the walking is.
Ah, yes.
I have debunked it. There is no real ghost. It's just a body, which honestly, that's not better.
No,
that's not more reassuring.
Yeah, you know, it's better that I found a rotting corpse than I did an actual ghost.
Right? And so he's like, okay, well, here I go. You know, I'm going to go outside to meet.
I am, for this is a pro-corpse podcast.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to go meet my adoring fans. And he goes out and everyone sees him and they just start running. And he's like,
what happens is the corpse falls on him.
Oh, that's right. Corpse falls on him. Which, that's disgusting.
He just falls on him. Then he goes to walk outside. He's like, oh man, you know what? No ghost here. I'm pretty cool.
So he's like, why is everybody running away from me? And then you see that he's I don't really even know how to explain what happened to his face.
He's a ghoul.
He turned into a ghoul.
He looks like the Red Skull, but purple.
Purple skull.
Purple skull. But apparently that's because he's like, yeah, no ghosts here. Ghosts don't exist. For I am the Purple Skull.
Yeah.
And now he has to hang out in life like that. Like, he just has that's to go through
like, his regular day. Is he dead now, or does he just look like that?
I don't know. I guess so. I think it just looks like that.
I see.
And we finally reached the end of this book. It is, of course, Crypt of Shadows, number 3 from May 1973. What are your thoughts on Crypt of Shadows? Because, I mean, they're basically just anthologies. So
yeah, and I would totally read the next issue. I believe I even bought this one.
Oh, this one? Yeah, you totally did.
Of course I did. I was like, yes, 100%. I would pick all of these up. I like them. Even though some of them are really stupid, but they're enjoyable. And it's that, you know, that lovely early 70s, grime. I don't even know how else to explain it.
It's grime. No, you know what?
There's grime.
The grime is real.
Even though they were in the 50s. It's just, I really enjoy stuff like this. You know, I like these old romance comics. I like the old horror comics. Give me that. Give me more of that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, and I'm definitely into it too, because, you know.
Yeah.
I just, for same reasons, I just love just the weirdness of it.
Yeah,
me so too. I can't get enough of it. That's it for this week's show, though. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show at worstcollection@gmail.com.
Worst Collection Ever.
Worst Collection Ever at gmail.com. Oh, geez.
What?
I said it wrong.
Oh, no. Somebody, wherever the show, the Worst Collection is going to get our emails.
That would be really funny if there was just a podcast called Worst Collection. It was just like about the worst shit on the Antiques Roadshow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So here's our new review.
Oh shit.
Because you can review the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show.
Yeah.
Spotify, wherever it is that you can do that. And we do appreciate these.
We do.
And
does it say shut up, you fucks? And no. If it does, I wrote it. Sorry.
You haven't reviewed our show yet?
Can you review your own show?
Yeah, might as well. It's only a bad. I mean, might as well. You could give us 5 stars and just say, "Shut up, you fucks."
What if I gave us no stars? What if I was
then
like,
you would screw up our things? We already have
no stars.
We have a few assholes out there.
Oh,
that, you know, some fucking MAGA shits.
Oh well, they can go to hell. I don't give a fuck about. Yeah,
they're trying to dissuade us from doing us from speaking our mind.
Wait, talking about politics. Nah. How about you shut your fucking mouth? How about that?
Well, this review says is from somebody.
Free podcast. Don't listen.
Rick Taz, who I believe follows us on Twitter.
Hmm.
That's our fellow that reaches out to us. Yeah, quite
sends
often.
Us some comments.
He
video comments.
The title is "Great and Funny."
Oh man!
And he gives us 5 stars. Thank you. This show is really entertaining. It is fun and informative. Jen and Sean do a great job. Short and to the point.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
Thank you, Rick. You are.
We appreciate it.
A wonderful human.
Appreciate comments.
I appreciate your comments. And if tweets. You want to be like Rick, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. And leave us a nice short message. You could also
give us 5 stars and say, shut up, you fucks.
And I'll read it.
Yeah, we'll read it right here on the show.
I'll fucking read it. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking read it. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.